Hachette Audio presents In Defense of Looting, A Riotous History of Uncivil Action. Written by Vicky Osterweil. Read by Carolyn Hewitt. Introduction. Of the many forms of political action in 21st century America, it's hard to think of any less popular than rioting and looting. Voting and electioneering are widely respected as the baseline of political action. Petitioning and lobbying elected representatives are not far behind. Labor action, despite four decades of propaganda and federal action against it, still has strong support in many quarters. Community organizing is, at least theoretically, the founding principle for thousands of nonprofits across the country. Liberals and conservatives alike grudgingly support demonstrations, at least when they're nonviolent and their people are doing it. More extreme political actions also have widespread support. Both liberals and conservatives believe in war, considering it a necessary evil or a fundamental good. Liberals may oppose the death penalty, but they, like conservatives, believe in the efficacy of murder. They had little to say about Obama's extrajudicial drone executions, his death lists and Terror Tuesdays, and Democrats mostly critiqued Trump's 2020 assassination of Qasem Soleimani on procedural grounds. He didn't consult Congress. Torture is celebrated 1,000 times a day on television, in police procedurals and action flicks, and most people accept imprisonment, years of unrelenting psychic torture, as a necessary fact of social life. Economic coercion on the international stage, through sanctions, trade agreements, and development loans, is a matter of course. At home, the threat of unemployment, homelessness, starvation, and destitution, along with debt, taxes, fines, and fees of all kinds are so naturalized as to rarely even be recognized as a form of political domination at all. But rioting and looting have few defenders. Conservatives, of course, oppose it utterly, rooting for the police to put down protesters, with the far right claiming riots are just professional troublemaking fomented by George Soros, Jews, and the global elite. Liberals oppose rioting too, because their love for law and order is much greater than their belief in freedom. They claim that rioters are hurting their own cause or are led by police provocateurs, agreeing with the fascists that rioters are paid troublemakers, just disagreeing about who signs the checks. In the face of rioting and looting, even sympathetic self-identifying radicals sometimes balk. They claim that these more extreme actions are mainly the work of outside agitators, opportunists, or out-of-step middle-class radicals. They claim that those doing the looting are not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?